The Holy Gospel for this, the first Sunday in Advent, is a reading from Matthew, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. But what about that day and hour? No one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together. One will be taken and one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. This is the gospel of our Lord. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The prophetic readings from Isaiah during Advent speak strongly about peace to our world. Peace is not simply the absence of war, but the intentional act of beating swords into plowshares and spears into pruning hooks. God does not want us to learn the trade of war anymore. Advent tunes our ears to God's call to serve as peacemakers. God's promised coming offers hope amid all the alarming news of the world. While it seems that God's coming is delayed or ineffective, we are counseled to be patient and wait. Wait on God's promises in hopeful expectation. In this season, we do not expect or pretend that Jesus has not yet come, for we already claim the promises that are ours in the power of Christ's death and resurrection. And so we watch in confidence for the one who came, who comes among us, and promises to be with us always. In the gospel readings, hopeful people are urged to be ready for God's unexpected appearances according to God's own time. We cannot predict the arrival of Christ's second coming, and so rather than knowing how much time we have, we are told to be vigilant, walk in the light of Christ. We know him as the promised one who came among us, continues to be with us now and in the future. It is this promise in which we can hope. The first candle on the Advent wreath is known as the promise candle, and it stands for the promises that God has made for us. What about promises? Have you ever had to wait for a promise to come true? I promise to give you such and such, or I promise to be more thoughtful, or I promise to be healthier. The trouble with our promises is that they may not happen. That's the difference between us and God. God's promises are real, but they require us to be another P word, patient. Sometimes it's hard to wait and be patient and confidently expect promises to come true. God's people waited a long time for the promises to be fulfilled. The prophet Isaiah told the people that God would send a Savior to them. He foretold about Jesus hundreds of years before it happened. They looked forward to seeing the promise realized, and it finally occurred. What is your favorite promise from God, and what makes it special to you? Some of those promises are the rainbow as a sign that God would never again flood the whole earth, sending Jesus as our Savior, the promise of eternal life, Jesus' presence of never leaving us, and the gift of the Holy Spirit as counselor and comforter. These promises are real. All these readings stir up a new vision of a world in which God comes among us, calling us to be peacemakers, living in an attitude of hopefulness and alert to God's coming. We probably all have cruise control on our cars. It allows us to maintain a constant speed and to concentrate on other things. But that automation brings a danger that the driver can easily get into trouble, forgetting how fast the car is going when a sudden stop is required. It can be dangerous if our concentration is dulled. When Jesus speaks about what the second coming will be like, he compares it to how people lived in the days of Noah. They were going along with their lives, doing their daily things, living on cruise control, except Noah, who had prepared. Then the flood came and swept them away. In the same way, when the day of the Lord comes, there won't be prior indications that something is about to happen. Most people will continue to do what they've always been doing. Being ready is not a matter of living that much differently, but simply being watchful and being awake to the presence of God in the world. God is present in us, and as we are called to be peacemakers, as we are enabled to reflect light and hope in the world. And so promise is probably the best word that describes Advent. Believing the promise and integrating it into our lives. That's our invitation. Being alert to act it out, testifying to God's presence in the world. As Advent is promise-oriented, it brings the mood of being expectant and hopeful. This is the beginning of the new church year. It is good to do some reflecting. How about making some resolves for the new year that begins now? An appropriate task for us in Advent is to do an inventory. How am I living my life? Is God's love of me met with faithful responses? God's promise is to equip us, first to nourish us through the Word and by the power of the Spirit, to enable us to bring light to the world. The Advent prayers each Sunday begin with, "Stir up your power, O Lord, and come." That Spirit-filled energy challenges us to respond with renewed vision and purpose. Let us be bold to pray, "Stir up, O Lord, your power and come. Grant us forgiveness, bring us to faith. Make us restless with the way things are. Give us courage to care for your creation and to work for justice and peace. Stir in us expectant hope. Come, Lord Jesus." Amen. Our hymn is number 239, "Hark the Glad Sound."